Good morning, MGTOW man. As you can see, I'm getting a little bit long in the fucking follicles. And I'm going to show you guys how to cut your own hair. I use one of these. It's a Ronson or Remington. I don't know. Model HC5870. And, you know, it's got a lithium sort of battery in it and comes with a little charger, so you can get it quite, I don't know, I suppose half a dozen haircuts out of it before it needs recharging. But I always recharge it just in case. I don't know how brilliant the batteries are in terms of like holding a charge, you know, if you sort of put it away and pull it out 6 months later, whether, you know, you've still got 90% of your charge in the battery. So I just recharge it every time after using it. And one of the things is that, I have three basic sort of haircuts, and it's only on length. This is a very, short blades for the summer cut, you know. This is a sort of medium blade or medium height blade for the sort of late autumn, early spring. And this is a sort of blade for really fucking cold climates, you know, so you got a good thick mat of hair on your head, you know. So I haven't had a haircut in a long time. It's funny sort of weather where it's sort of it's a bit cold, you know what I mean? It's oscillating between being warm and being fucking icy fucking cold. So I think for the time being, what we do is we put this on here and what I did is I made a decision to buy a better, and one of the good things about this blade, this set is that it comes with a spare sort of set of blades, and I think that's for going, you know, trimming to the sort of scalp type thing. But these blades can be pulled out, and you know a little bit about hand grinding, the blades are going to stay sharp for a long time because they're good blades. That they can be lapped. You know, you get a piece of, say 2000 grit wet and dry, or 1200 wet and dry, and then you lay that, you clip, use those bulldog sort of clips, they've got sort of two things on them, and then you spread them and then they open up there, sort of thing, you know. They're used on office paper and stuff, and so you can actually regrind the blades and bring them up nice and sort of maybe start on, say, 600 grit or 800 grit, and then work your way up to, say, 1200 grit to polish them off. And, so this is how to do it, okay? You go sort of over, and then, you know, you just sort of crisscross like that, you know, like that, and then sort of over this way, then over that way, and you just feel and look for any high spots. And this is the thing, is you get a good thick piece of cord, and what you do is you slide it up the back of your neck like that, and then put it around there. So when you go to cut the hair at the back of your head, you got something for the blade to stop against. So that gives you a really neat, the weather's a bit sort of funny, It's more sort of cold than warm. But that gives you that cord, that thick sort of cord, gives you a sort of, so you can get a nice straight, you know, back. You know, you can get a nice straight hairline across the back. And, all right, well, here goes. Or with a, you know, you take the thing off and then do the blades up to the fucking... So here we go. And one of the good things about these hair cutters is that the sort of going rate for a haircut up this way is like, say, well, that's so art, that's so punkish, is it's about $35 a haircut, you know. And some of them actually are pretty good and they do a good job, but there's a lot of them are just boutiques of just fucking gossiping old women, you know, and they're fucked. Fucking... You know, the small-town psychotics coming from a family where there's drinking and there's gambling and there's gossiping and fucking everybody's got their tongue up everybody else's ass and all that sort of shit. And I just think, I don't want to go to those places, you know. Not when there's a whole tribe of fucking women, you know. And so for the price of... for the price of two haircuts, I can have this... Does a really good job. It's fast, you know. And say if I get maybe, I don't know, but people have been using these for years and reckon they're really great, you know. So let's assume that I get 100 haircuts out of this. So that's about 3 or 4 haircuts a year. It's 5 minutes, you know. I don't have to go to a fucking... There's no barber shops within Kiwi, men's barber shops, you know, just fucking women, all the fat middle-aged housewives, you know. You know, all the gossiping old bags, you know. You know, fuck. Atrocious. But, so, that's say 100 haircuts, let's say you get 100 haircuts out of it, that's like, $3,500 worth of fucking haircuts, you know. It's like, and I paid $80 for it, you know. Fuck. So I'm way overdue for a haircut. And this has got a really good mechanism in it. That it's sort of like a vibrating motor and a couple of oscillating. They're sort of like push rods in a car engine, you know. And so. There's about an assortment of about 10 different combs. I'll stop on this for a second. There's an assortment of about 10 different combs of different lengths, you know, so different thickness haircut and that. But you know, this is a I just this is what I call the sort of intermediate length. That's sort of a, when, you know, it's too cold to go for really short hair and it's too hot to have really long hair. This is a sort of, this is the intermediate seasonal sort of thing. And that's the summertime haircut, you know, where we're getting sort of days it's, you know, for 3 months straight it's above, you know, 35 degrees, you know. Yeah, and so where I am is I'm down in the park. I just wanted to find a place that's nice, it's quiet. Yeah, and I'm not surrounded by stupid cunts that, oh, fuck, what's he doing? Oh, fuck, yeah. You know. And actually, having a camera with a having a phone with a forward-facing camera can be helpful. And you kind of can feel where the it went just before. It's like sort of, you know, how people mow lawns when they're doing bias bowling. I don't know if that's, oh, fucking. It's hard to tell if I'm getting thinner. Well, I am. Or there's just new sort of grey stripes and shit appearing on my head, you know. So like that, and you can also feel the length. That's just one of those little tactical sort of things. So we go from here down to here. Oh, we'll just go back and fucking the skin. So this is what you need, is you need enough length to go around your head like that, see there? That gives you your sort of, and it's like, So there you go, short back and sides. Align it with one. There we go. All nice and trim. So, a little bit of brush. Little bit of a brush, a couple of drops of oil. You can always feel when the blades are sort of running a little bit dry, is that they start getting a little bit on the warm side from where they're touching and sort of rubbing. And that's it's pointless, but I'll put a that sounds better. Bit of fresh oil on there. Lovely. So there you go, that's how to cut your fucking hair. And, you know, if I wasn't doing a demonstration for the cameras, you could just pull up with the fucking, if you've got big mirrors on the side of your car, you can just pull up, pull out a seat next, or pull up next to a fucking picnic table or something and do your hair. It's good shit. Yeah, so on with the blade protection. The blade cover, very fucking important. Always look after your gear, because you don't want to sort of, you know, oops, bang onto the concrete and there you go, oh fuck, it's ruined the blades, you know. But yeah, that's a good thing. And that all fits into like a little bag like that. And that goes in with the fucking shaving kit. That's one of the things I do is, I mean, if you plan it, you know, maybe my fucking head's just ugly. But if you plan it, so I've got a shaving bowl, soap, shaving gel, brush, nail brush, razors, you know, blades. So that all goes in there. That's all in the back of the fucking ute, you know. And so I can pull up anywhere. You know how there's sort of days where you think, oh, fuck, I need a good wash. I need a good clean, you know. I need a haircut. I need a shave, you know. This is one of the ways you can do it. So I hope that's instructive, and I hope you can get yourself a, you know, decent little fucking grooming kit, you know. Because a nice, it doesn't, yeah, I mean, you don't have to, I mean, you don't have to go all Marlena Dietrich, you know, and just have a wonderful haircut, you know, but, you know, but a good fucking, just to clean and tidy is a fucking huge improvement over dishevelled and, you know, hair sprouting out in all fucking directions and just looking kind of, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a bit sort of scruffy. I think that's fine, you know. But sometimes it's nice to look clean and tidy, you know what I mean, like to wash the dishes and clean out the sink and mop the floors and all these other sorts of things that sort of make you sort of a bit more sort of, you know, a bit more presentable. And also if you're out and about, you don't have to, you know, like down the park or whatever, you don't have to fucking worry about cleaning up the hair afterwards. It's just all in the grass, you know. It's, you know. So that's good. So anyway, MGTOW men, I hope you have a lovely day and take good care of yourselves, all right? There you go. Fantastic sort of haircut. And the back and sides. Yeah, that's sort of neat enough, I guess. Yeah, it feels all right. Oh, it could be maybe like a little bit of Superfine going over, but that's just how it goes, you know. It's all right for the present. Bye.